Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Yodalad Sukkah 14. Today's Daf Yomi on Sukkah 14a, we're going to look at an agadic statement that was said by Rabbi Elazar. So says, I'm Rabbi Elazar, because the Gemara have been talking about a hoe in the with respect to some laws of ritual purity and impurity. The Gemara gives a homiletic statement related to a hoe. So says, I'm Rabbi Elazar, Lama Nimshala. Why is the prayer of a righteous person compared to a hoe, which is a utensil that you use to flip the grain in the field in order to get specifically the berry out of the bran and separate the berry from the bran? And Rashi here, there's a dispute as to exactly Rashi's language, but Rashi, according to the Gilyon HaShas, is referring to the prayer of Yitzhak, because it says about Yitzhak that when Yitzhak prayed with Rebecca, they prayed for a child, because Rebecca was barren. It says by Yetar Yitzhak Lashem Unochach Ishto, Yitzhak prayed towards God opposite his wife Ki Akarahi, because she was barren. Vaye Aser Lo Hashem. So what does this mean? So that why is the word eter is a reference to a garden instrument, the hoe that it turns over the crop. So why is Yitzhak's prayer referred to as Vayetar Yitzhak Lashem? So says the Gemara, well, Marlach has to teach you Ma Eter Zeh Mehapecha Tatfua Bagoran Mimakom Umakom. Just like this hoe flips the crops in the granary from one place to another, Aft Filason Shel Tzadikim, so to the prayers of the righteous, Mehapechas Dato Shel Kodesh Baruchu Mimidas Achzarios Lamidas Rachmanios. So to the prayers of the righteous are able to be mahapechas datu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, able to overturn the mindset, so to speak, of God from a harsh punishment to a merciful ruling. So the Marsha explains in his commentary to Yevamos that just like that one who is turning over grain is trying to separate the bran from the berry, so too the righteous person, when they praise, is trying to separate the attribute of justice and to turn it into the attributes of righteous. Just like you don't want the bran, you also don't want the attribute of justice. And this is hinted to by Yitzhak specifically, because Yitzhak's attribute, all of the tzaddikim have an attribute, and all of the avos, all the patriarchs have an attribute, and Yitzhak's attribute was the attribute of din, of judgment. And so nevertheless, Yitzhak was being marbe, even though Yitzhak himself had the attribute of judgment and justice. Nevertheless, he increased his prayers until it turned over from the attribute of justice into the attribute of mercy. In the Sefer Divrei Torah, which is from the Munkacha Rebbe, from the Minchas Elazar, he writes that with an atar, with an eter, we seed the crops. And he explains this principle, that this explains the difficulty of the Rishonim, that the commentaries ask, how can anybody ever pray for a sick person or for any difficult situation we're in? Isn't it a decree? Isn't it a decree from the wisdom of Hashem Yisbarach that this is what should happen? So how can we ever pray that a person should be healed, or that if a person is poor, that he will become wealthy? This was God's decree that this person will be sick and this person will be poor. So how can we ever be praying to overturn the will of Hashem? So the Munkacha explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, wants the sick person to be healed, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the poor person to be strengthened and improve his status. And God puts us in this situation only so that we should increase our prayers, because God desires the prayers of the righteous. And so therefore, the taking us out from the place of distress is God's true desire. And this explains, says the Munkacha, why the prayers of the righteous are compared to a hoe. Because with a hoe, what are we doing? We're bringing the crops from one place to another. And so the fools who see the crops going from one place to another will say, so to speak, that, oh, you really want the crops in that spot because that's where you put it there. But obviously, we know that's not true, that you're only doing that in order so that the wind will get into it And once the wind is into it, the berry will separate from the bran. And so therefore, that so too is the decree of Hashem Yisbarach. God doesn't want us to remain in our state of distress. Just the opposite. God wants us to pray from the depths of our heart. And then we go from the place, from one place to another place. So in this context, the or is also the commentary of the Ohev Yisrael. The Ohev Yisrael says that so too we see this by Yoshiyahu HaMelech, that Yoshiyahu HaMelech sent a message to Huldah the prophetess that he should ask from her a nevuah. And so what was the reason why he wanted it? Because he felt that she had the ability to give a prophecy of mercy. And that's why he says in this context that the Huldah Nevi'ah, that she had the ability to take the Midas Adin and turn it into Midas HaRachamim, from the attribute of judgment to the attribute of mercy. Rashi says also on this idea that what does it mean that vayatar means to continue to increase our prayers. And so therefore that is what the tzaddik also, the tzaddik's prayers are compared to using the word vayatar, to teach us that the tzaddik prays and prays and prays continuously. He doesn't give up praying even after the first time. And that's the idea of Yitzhak also, vayatar Yitzhak Hashem v'nochach ishto, that he prayed a lot. He, by continuing to pray and pray, he was able to overturn it from the Midas Adin into the Midas HaRachamim, from judgment to mercy.